You're listening to The Good Life with Jesse Dillon.
Shoshana Katzman has been director of the Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness Center in New Jersey since 1988. She has a brand new book on the market called Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. She is certified in a number of areas of this ancient wisdom and tradition and medicine. But more importantly, this fall, she comes to the Lyme Television Network. Tell us about your show.
It's going to be my DVD from Qigong for Staying Young, where I have people follow my 20-minute workout to cultivate their vital energy with beautiful flute music playing in the background, and I go through the movements, and people can tune in every time it's on and just do the Qigong movements along with me.
Shoshana, you are so qualified in this area. You're a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist, Tai Chi Qigong professional, massage therapist, energy medicine specialist, and you have been working in this field of Oriental medicine for 30 years. You're one of the leading experts in North America, in fact, worldwide.
Yeah, it's been a long time that I've been working with energy. It's a wonderful thing.
Tell us about your new book, Shoshana, Qigong for Staying Young.
What's great about it is the first part of the book has about 160 pages and a written description of the movements. So anyone can, if it's good at learning movements from a book, can do that. And so that's part one, where you actually live the 20-minute workout. Part two is understanding the 20-minute, where I go through every single movement in the seven sets and in the warm-up and the warm-down and explain, according to Chinese medicine, what those movements do for you. Part three is a list of 25 symptoms that happen to us as we age, and I explain what they are according to Chinese medicine, acupressure points you can do for them, foods, and other Qigong exercises. So it's really a self-help book in that part three. And the whole book is self-help because doing Qigong is like giving yourself medicine every single day.
For those uninitiated, can you explain the Reader's Digest version of what is Qigong?
Well, Qi means vital energy, and Gong means cultivate. So Qigong is cultivation of your vital energy. And you do that through movements that are integrating your body with your breath. It's creative visualization, so you might visualize energy going to, let's say, your endocrine glands and giving them a lot of love and attention so that they work well. It's also stretching exercises, and it's exercises to nourish your spirit and to strengthen your bones. And so you move through these very, very gentle forms that help your body to heal itself.
I used to study martial arts, and my sensei often said, you are only as young as you are flexible. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, it's absolutely true. And practicing Qigong and other martial arts and Tai Chi retards the aging process. And it creates a flexibility, not just in your body, in your muscles, but in your mind. And you bend just like the bamboo, where the bamboo is very flexible, but yet you have this inner strength.
So this is rather exciting. The Qigong for Staying Young workout is going to be shown on the Lyme Television Network starting next month, in fact, in October. Can you give us the Reader's Digest version, as I often say, of what that workout would look like?
Well, you start a warm-up where you do stretches and you, like a monkey, stretches up and down, where you breathe in and you take the energy up and connect with the heavens and then bring it down and connect with the earth. Then you'll have an exercise where you stretch your chin to your toe. And so there's warm-up exercises. And then you move on to detoxifying your organs with healing sounds. And you strengthen your individual organs and something like the kidneys to strengthen your willpower. You would take a deep breath in and say a sound such as chirwee, and that nourishes your kidneys and your willpower. And then you tap your body, and that opens up the flow of qi in your meridian pathways by tapping yourself and tapping along the meridians and also tapping some of your organs and tapping the base of your skull to open up the energy into your brain to help your brain function better. And then you stimulate your endocrine glands, and then you stimulate your bone to do bone washing, where you send water to cleanse your bones and fire to detoxify and nourish your bones. And also you do an exercise to nourish your heart and spirit, and an exercise called Ichuan, which is a walking and standing exercise to develop your intention. And then you do a warm down to take all the energy you just cultivated and send it to your lower dantian to help you go through the day in a very calm, controlled, and open way throughout your day and feel very peaceful and energized.
Shoshana, you have been involved in this area of Oriental medicine for 30 years. In terms of where we are today, this conjecture North America, what's the acceptance of Qigong, Tai Chi, the areas of work that you're involved in?
It's right on the edge of coming in. When you go into Manhattan, you see Qigong studios. You see more and more people knowing what Tai Chi and Qigong is. I think it's following in the footsteps of yoga, where it's the next big movement coming in. And the thing that's so amazing about it is that it's medicine for the body, and it's coming at a time of severe stress in our society. And it's a way for people to find inner calm and peace and energize themselves and reconnect with themselves in a time when things are spinning very, very quickly.
Are you still practicing acupuncture?
I am.
You know,
yes, a lot.
To draw a correlation between what we're talking about now and acceptance of things like Tai Chi and Qigong and Western medicine or allopathic medicine, it wasn't all that long ago that acupuncture was considered voodoo in North America, and today it's a registered medical practice, isn't it?
It's so true. I've been doing it for 27 years. I never in my wildest dreams expected it to be so accepted today. The clients, my patients that are coming in, are so different from, let's say, even 10 years ago. It's really mainstream people coming in and realizing that there is something other than Western medicine, and that both need to work together for the good health of people.
Are you excited about your DVD showing on the Lime Channel?
I'm really excited, and then I hope to get a show afterwards, kind of a waking up with Shoshana and going to bed with Shoshana at night, giving people Qigong exercises to help invigorate them in the morning and slow them down at night to have a restful sleep.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Now, I know your name from the Women's Wellness Conferences, which are rather legendary.
Yes.
Featuring speakers like Richard Simmons, Coretta Scott King, Caroline Mize. Are you still involved in that?
I may have another conference. I'm the producer of them, and I'm just taking a break right now because so many of the hospital systems now are doing it in my area. And so I'm waiting for a little bit of time, and then I'll probably pull one together.
You have three teenagers, Hillary, Noah, and Jared. How old are they?
Hillary just turned 17, and she left home at 15 to be a ballet dancer. She's in the second company, Houston Ballet 2, out in Texas, in Houston, Texas. And Noah just turned, he's 14, he'll be 15 soon. He's going into high school, and he's a baseball player and avid student. And Jared is 12 and loving the computer and the arts. He just acted for his first time in Pirates of Penzance. He was amazing. So they're all flourishing and doing well.
We have three teenagers, almost the same ages. We have a 14, a 17, but instead of a 12-year-old, we have a 19-year-old.
Oh, great. How are they doing?
They're doing great. Three guys, Justin, Josh, and Joel, they're all very athletic, very outgoing, very busy, and it's a busy time for us because school's just started again.
Yeah, just today.
And our 19-year-old's now in his second year of college, and he's very involved in fitness and is gravitating towards something along those lines. We're not sure what yet.
That sounds great.
Well, we are very excited to have your show and your DVD airing with us starting next month. How can our listeners get a hold of you, Shoshana, in the meantime?
I have a website, healing4u.com. That's the healing, the number four, the letter u.com.
We look forward to seeing you in the very near future. We look forward to waking up with you, and I hope that your DVD series leads to a regular morning show here on the Lime Channel.
Thank you, Jesse. It's great being with you today.
Shoshana, it's my pleasure. Thank you so kindly for joining us.
You're welcome.
You can learn more about Shoshana at healing4u.com. And of course, keep tuned to lyme.com, Healthy Living with a Twist. She will be joining us in October next month with her DVD series, Qigong. And that's coming exclusively on Lyme. Very exciting time for us. In fact, the series will be called Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. Tomorrow, New York Times number one best-selling author Dr. David Perlmutter joins me. You've seen him on Oprah, on CNN, often. David has a brand new book, Raise a Smarter Child by Kindergarten. Good timing, being in school is just back. Build a Better Brain and Increase IQ by Up to 30 Points with the legendary Dr. David Perlmutter on tomorrow's Good Life. This is Jesse Dillon. You're listening to The Good Life at Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist.
You're listening to The Good Life with Jesse Dillon.